And we must cherish our Nabi. We must love our Nabi. We must come, make dua that Ya Allah, you give us the ma'rifat of our lives. But there are certain few outstanding rights that each one of us must consider. One is Iman bil Rasul. That we must have Iman on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does this mean? There are great details of it. The one is that we believe that he is Rasulullah. And there are two aspects of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Muhammad the son of Abdullah. In that, he is a human like us. He is an ordinary person like us. But at the same time, he is Muhammadur Rasulullah. There he has reached that position where all the world's Anbiya together cannot reach. All the Sahaba, the Awliya cannot reach where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allahu Akbar ma'ana tanwi, what ulum Allah blessed him with. That in namaz, to think of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are two aspects that you think. If you think of him as Muhammad ibn Abdullah, as a human being, then that is not correct in namaz. Don't think we should only think of Allah. But if you think of him as Muhammadur Rasulullah, that Allah's Rasul, then by all means you can think of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in namaz. And when we read Durood Sharif also, think of the qualities of Nabi, that is Allah's Rasul. He brought the message of Allah. He brought the message of life to you. On the day of Qiyamah, who gave us the solution to get saved from all that? Nobody else but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how the people opposed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What epithets and what adjectives they used on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but nothing deterred him. So how much mustn't we be giving our life? So this Iman on Allah's Rasul. And another very important thing in our times, and which we must embed in our youngsters also, that he is the last and final Nabi of Allah ta'ala. There is no possibility of any Nabi coming in anywhere after that and close the doors of Qadianism completely. Then the second right of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much of love have we got for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? To say to with our tongue, لِكُلِّ قَوْلٍ حَقِيقًا. There is a reality. How much Durood Sharif did we read today on a Friday? If we had love, then a lover always thinks of his beloved. For our Nabi, what a great man. And with so much of encouragement of sunnahs and Durood Sharif, sir, we are like this. How much do we read Durood Sharif? How much sunnahs do we bring into our lives? And how much do we cherish the sunnahs? Nobody can be 100% following the sunnah, but the love of it. To have the knowledge of every sunnah, we should make dua. Then to have the love of every sunnah, to practice upon every sunnah, and to propagate every sunnah. Then that love must be with azmat, with the great respect and honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love, you love your wife also, but sometimes how the language of love is such, what and what you don't tell her, so in love you tell her what things you don't tell her. But with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no matter what love there, you can't become loose and free with your language and say just what you want to. There the utmost of azmat and respect is required also. Then the ita'at rasul, to be obedient to the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is ita'at rasul and one is ittiba'i rasul. To follow the sunnahs also is required, and to follow the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also required. That is the zikr of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The zikr of to make Durood Sharif, to read a kitab. And every year we suggest this. Ask ourselves who of us are doing it to read a kitab on seerah in the house. 2 minutes. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, 11 o'clock at night, Hapas 11, the last ta'aleem should take place on the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then everyone is permitted to go and sleep. So how much, who of us are doing? And this will pull Allah's rahmat. And when Allah's rahmat will come in the house, wallah, financial problems will just melt away. You won't know where. Domestic problems will melt away. Health problems will melt away when the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, and these are the things that will pull the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. So zikr rasul, then fikr rasul, what was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I was not sent in the world to amass wealth, to accumulate wealth. I wasn't sent to be a ta'ajib, but I was sent to fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wa kum minas sajidin, to praise Allah Ta'ala, to engage in the praises of Allah. How many of us do that? So that is what the requirements that is of Iman. And the figure of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned from a jihad expedition, and his habit was to go to the Masjid and Nabawi first, read two records of Tahiyyatul Masjid, when meet his daughter Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. He had just come back from a safar, just having hair, clothes also dusty from suffering the deserts, no hotels and no showers like we have today. So Hazrat Fatima burst out crying. He asked, why are you crying? My father's condition, that I see he's in this condition. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima, I won't rest until my kalima has not reached every solid building and every hut and every building which is not a solid building. How much have we got that fikr? That we take the message of deen. In our own house, we see our daughters what they are doing. We see our family people, but we don't speak by mistake also one thing and correct it. That concern of ours, where is that? For our own selves, we are doing wrong and we're not even concerned.